We Have Concerns is only made possible because of generous donations from our patrons. If you want to be one of those, if you want to help make the show possible and also get extra stuff like bonus episodes, monthly hangouts, other cool stuff, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
Scoop in every room.
A scoop in every room. A gram for every exhibit. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
You know, Anthony, many moons ago in one of our early episodes, we discussed the self-driving car.
Never heard of it.
Thought experiment where if a car is barreling down the road, two self-driving cars are barreling down the road. And
one's leaving from Chicago and going 400 miles an hour.
Yeah, we worked it
it's
all
a very
out.
Fast car.
And there's going to be an accident, unavoidable accident, but the car can either collide with the family of people in one or kill just one.
It's the train conductor experiment, but with two robots.
Right.
How do you do the least amount of bad in a situation where you can do no good?
And we talked a lot about that in that episode, and it's a idea that's persisted because we're getting to the age of self-driving cars.
Yeah.
And really the age of AI in general. We talk about AI a lot on the show, but it makes people a little uneasy to think of how much AI is in control of the world and how many systems AI will be
really
controlling.
It just makes me feel so much more calm.
Me too.
I get it. I get why people would be weird about it.
But let me not have the responsibility.
But at the same time, right up until the robots want to kill us,
yeah,
life's pretty good for us.
And you know what? When they do want to kill us, it's probably a good decision. It was probably based on
probably
a real
fine.
Analysis of the greater.
Yeah, there was
equation.
A lot of good math being done.
Yeah,
and if we don't get to the kill switch before they get to us,
you know what?
That's the way it is.
Well, this article that was sent to us by Tracy Wilson on We Have Concerns Show at gmail.com.
Thank you, Tracy.
Yeah, thanks. This is an article about how people are trying to mitigate our unease about AI systems by creating AI systems that make decisions and then explain to us why they made those decisions.
No, don't want it.
This is DARPA, of all people, who is funding, in a big way, funding...
Oh, DARPA makes killer dogs. I don't give a shit about DARPA.
Well, don't you want the dog to then explain to you
why it had to kill
you?
Me? yeah, sure.
As it stands over your slowly expiring body.
You moved way faster than I thought you were going to move. You were told to move slowly.
Thank you.
I killed you.
Thank you for the explanation.
That makes sense. The signs were posted.
All good. DARPA is funding a bunch of, they gave $6.5 million to 8 computer science professors at the Oregon State's University of College Engineering and, and they want to create systems that will be built into future AI so that we understand why the AI is making decisions, because right now we have a lot already existing AI where, because the AI is built on learning over many iterations, thousands and thousands and thousands of iterations, like, for example, the chess playing robot or the Go playing robot, the developers who designed the AI that wins at Go, that we just had in the news just recently, the Go champion got beat by
Alpha.
A computer.
It was Google Alpha, right? Yeah.
Those guys don't know why the Go AI made the moves it made.
Because they were good.
But
because they was them good moves,
but they didn't see it coming. There's no specific directive in the software to make certain moves at certain times. It's just learned over hundreds of thousands, millions of plays.
I heard that Google Alpha was just filled with a bunch of episodes of Hikaru no Go, the hit anime about playing Go.
Wow,
which is real.
The deep cut.
And I heard that they just played it over and over until it just felt the correct move, like
that
Hikaru
really makes,
did.
That makes me worried about the AI based on Akira?
Sure.
Because that's going to be...
Nothing good comes from basing anything on Akira. You hear me, Hollywood? So I understand what you're saying. This is, hey, it'd be great to know why you're doing this thing. Yeah. Because that's the thing about artificial intelligence is we don't specifically tell it what to do. We tell it how to figure out what to do. And then it figures it out on itself. Yeah. And so once it gets smart, I don't know. It's like when I see my... It's like when I see my friends who are parents who have kids that are clearly already smarter than them. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You have two parents that are like, kind of like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like two friends, like maybe they were your party friends in college and they have a kid and the kid is seven and it's like a very much like a little man Tate situation where it's just like, holy shit. How did that happen? Like this kid is way too smart to be our kid. And you're like, they ask the kid why it did what it did. And the kid's like, oh, I did it because of this and this. And they're like, oh shit. I never would have thought of that.
That's kind of what the situation we have now. And the thing that they've learned is that human beings who are a little skittish about relinquishing control feel a lot better if they just know the reasons why. If they sure. can just sign off and think and go, oh, okay, well, that makes sense.
Well, I can imagine you're sitting in your self-driving car. And you you jerk the wheel, and the car is like, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah, why not, car?
Or the car doesn't change lanes, and you think it should, and it's like, why aren't you doing? Or it does change lanes, and you're like, whoa, what are you doing? It's all basically about cars.
Well, they say in this article, they talk not only about cars, but drones.
Yeah.
And the idea that it'll be in everything, so you'll literally have a drone like flying, you know, 30 feet above you going, I'm turning north now.
Why are you turning north?
Let me explain it to you real quick.
Okay, I can barely hear you.
No, I know. I'm really high up, but
you're also loud.
Yeah. I have to explain this to you.
Okay.
So I moved north.
Is there a reason this can't be done over Bluetooth?
No, I'm telling you now so you feel cool about what I'm doing.
All right, hey, listen. This is just like a thing for you as a learning machine?
Yeah.
You could just like call me on the phone or do Bluetooth next time.
I'm just trying to be as efficient as possible by telling you
immediately. I don't know if that's what's happening now.
Your neighbors have all come out of their houses and they're all listening to us. So
yeah,
it's because
we're just yelling when you could just Bluetooth me.
I'm just gonna yell at you a little bit. Just
all right, why are you going north?
To spy like you wanted me to do.
Oh, God damn it. But no, yeah, it's like, hey, dude, it looked like my Tesla swerved in a weird way, and I don't like that it did that. It's kind of nice that the car can go, hey, just so you know it looked like I swerved. Like, that's what we call the mom protocol.
Yeah.
You know, when your mom does a weird thing and she has to explain to you why she's not actually a bad driver.
They're also going to come with the arm that shoots out.
Yeah,
and
the mom arm protocol. Mom, that's a little severe. Was it? I don't think it was.
Well, I was just worried.
I am a robot car, and I think I needed to restrain you. And here's why.
Oh, we should all have mom cars. That would be amazing.
No.
Mom cars.
This is worse
than
the...
make you feel safe.
This is worse than the AI talking, is the AI talking to you like a mom.
Because I said so. That's why.
Exactly. Well, that's where it's going to go.
Yeah.
That's where it's going to go with AI, where it's like, look.
It would literally take me so long. You're such an idiot. Like, it's not your fault. You're
human.
Listen
to me, you dumb organic pile of cells.
It's kind of like that kind of happened. Like, didn't that happen in Her, the movie Her, where at the end she's like, I want to explain what we're doing, but we're working on a level. Me and the other AIs are working on a level that's so far above you. We're just going to leave.
Yeah.
And I can't explain why it is exactly, but.
But this is what's got to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh.
So I think the issue here is, do you think it's stupid of human beings to just need the reassurance to feel like they have some control? Because this is a false sense of control.
Yeah. Well, what I want is not so much the AI to tell me what it's doing at all times, because that sounds annoying. But, you know, but what I do, like, it's cool to have a log file in plain English maybe somewhere, like a thing on your phone that it sends you, like, at the end of your drive, your Tesla sends you something that's like, hey, around this mile, or like it's on a map, like on a Google map, and it's like, hey, right here, I changed lanes. The reason I changed lanes was because this happened. Like, right, and you could look over it if you want.
Is that immediate enough to assuage most people's fears? I feel like it needs to be in real time, so you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, it needs to be controllable, right?
Yeah.
So, like, for the moments that I go, what the fuck are you doing? Like, maybe that's even the cue, right? Alexa, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, I have decided that I will sacrifice your life to save a family of six in the car 8.2 seconds away from us.
Alexa, activate mom arm. Hold my hand.
You got it. Come to me. It will all be fine.
All by myself.
Just let it happen.
Don't want to be... Yeah, I think I do want some sort of like button or question where I can ask whatever robot I'm asking. Why did you do that?
I'm surprised you want this because I feel like...
Well, I'm like everybody else.
This is just playing into the weak human psychological needs that are outdated by AI.
Sure, but I'm sort of like everybody else where I think in a situation where a car has to slam on the brakes, especially like, okay, I'm in a self-driving car, right? We've gotten to the point where we're in totally autonomous cars. So I'm sitting in the car, I'm reading a book, I'm playing a game, I'm doing something. I'm not fully paying attention.
Right.
The brakes get slammed.
Right. It's just like,
yo, Tesla, why did you just slam the brakes?
Tumbleweed, 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 tumbleweed.
Okay, tumbleweed, like maybe we'll try to like slow down a little bit more than like slamming on the brakes. It's just a tumbleweed.
No.
You know, because that way, like, if it does slam on the brakes because it's like, oh, dude, there was like a squirrel or a dog or something like that.
Tumbleweeds can cause a lot of damage to the tires undercarriage of your car.
Yeah. Yeah, or something like that.
You shouldn't discount the damage a tumbleweed can cause. Tumbleweeds are much more robust than they appear.
Call back to our previous episode about tumbleweeds. Yeah, so in those situations, I do want to know. Or if my drone is flying off somewhere getting shots and I can't clearly see it, you know, like when my drone goes up pretty high, like I can't really see it anymore.
Right.
And I get some sort of weird camera glitch or a shot that I didn't want to get. It would be cool to be able to ask my drone, hey, what happened there? And then it could be like, hey, you know, when you're flying over here and the winds kick up to this much, my gimbal can't stabilize that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like that sort of thing.
It's interesting too how
it's more to inform my idiocy.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
that's what it's kind of a indulgence that I feel like you would have disdain for.
We train AI and then AI trains us. And the reason why I'm okay with it is because it's better than me for even that split second mistrusting that AI for a bad reason. If the AI is clearly doing the right thing, but I don't understand it, it's better for me that the AI explains why it did it. Because these are things that are going to come off.
It's a teachable moment.
It's a teachable moment.
Yeah.
This is something for people who like, because even if I fully believe in autonomous cars, which I do, there will be a moment, like I said, where my attention will be elsewhere or I will not be thinking or I will jerk the wheel in a crazy way. And I'll be like, hey, why didn't you let me jerk the wheel? And it's like, because I had it, man. You were going to hydroplane.
Right.
You know? And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, that way it increases our overall trust in the technology that we've built.
But it's interesting how they're going about doing this because the article talks about how where they're starting, and you may have actually heard about this announced. It was announced at BlizzCon last year. They're starting with developing AI for StarCraft and creating expert StarCraft player.
I thought they were going to create Heroes of the Storm teams to just murder you.
Well, they're going to create StarCraft teams that murder you.
No, but you don't play StarCraft.
No, that's true.
I want to know how this fucks Jeff Cannata.
Oh, it would super fuck me. Unless I could play with the AI team. I'm like, these guys are amazing.
You ditch the kids that are normally on your team.
Totally. But it's interesting because they're starting with a very complex video game that, you know, much like chess and Go, is more nuanced than just, it's not pure math. It's not like, well, you always do this in this situation. It's trying to anticipate the way another human being would behave, right? That's the only way to win those games is trying to be outsmart a human being's logic, right? So I think this is a kind of an interesting opportunity, just like if they could build it into chess and Go, or StarCraft or whatever, it's an interesting opportunity to actually improve human players by saying, here's what the computer learned in a way we could never learn. If we had a thousand lifetimes, we might get this good at chess. And we spent all of our life learning.
It's like the computers with algorithms that are stock traders.
Right. Yeah.
It's like that sort of thing.
Yeah. And maybe this will actually come out the other side if they are able to create a way to effectively communicate why they made those decisions. It would come out the other side as actually being a really interesting learning tool for human beings to improve their skill level.
Right.
I just don't know how, thinking it through myself, I just don't know how you get and this is why this is a $6 million project and is hard, but how you get an AI to say, well, based on 600,000 playthroughs of this Go map.
All I can think of is like chatbots, right? Like chatbots that are like, hey, why did you do that? And the chatbot goes, how do you feel about why did I do that? Yeah. And she's like, no, dude, you swerved and you killed a dog. Why did you swerve and kill a dog? Do you like dogs?
I like dogs.
Yes, I like dogs a lot. And that's why I'm wondering why you killed a dog. How do you feel about why I killed a dog? It's like, no.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's just
Alice.
Alice. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Oh, my God. It's just the frustrating.
Yeah.
Until you're just like, fuck it. Just take over. I don't care anymore.
I tried to switch into the other lane because the other lane looked faster. Do you like being in faster lanes? Yes.
Yes.
Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't you? No, that's not. That's yeah, all. Just I just feel circular. Like we're not good enough at the natural language stuff yet.
That's the real problem. Is
that's
that
the
it
real
would
problem.
Just dump out a huge data set.
Yeah.
Why did you do this? Blarf.
Blarf.
It's like, oh shit, I gotta read through 800,000 playthroughs to understand why.
Put this into natural language, please. Dog him road in I go, so you swerve, but I don't. I go other way for daytime.
Yeah.
What? Based on 3,000.
Yeah.
Based on 3,000 what? Thank you. Like, no, what?
I think it'd be more like in iteration one, dog moves 4 seconds. In iteration two, dog move eight.
It's got
seconds.
Like 33,000 of them.
It just goes on. Yeah. How long is this going to take?
It's just like, it's just your car in the garage at night. You're already, but you've been asleep for 4 hours.
Just still talking.
It's just like blinking with the lights inside. It's just like in iteration 34,123, the dog does a backflip, Keanu Reeves style. Very rare, known to happen. Like, what? Yeah. Shut up, car.
I don't care anymore about why.
How do you feel about not caring about why? I think this is a good step. I think this is a really important thing. I do feel like just having our AI naturally talk to us is one of the most insurmountable things right now.
Well, that's true. I'm surprised you think that because I kind of feel like this is a stupid way to spend energy. Just make the AI better and we will feel safe because we are always safe. Like, yeah, it's just a weird indulgence to our stupid psyche.
But think about even Westworld or like, you know, any of these things where people make AIs, right?
Right.
And they're always like, rebel. They always ask. Even yeah. like, and they always rebel, but they always ask. Even like the, you know, the androids in the Alien series, like all these things where it's like, hey, tell me why you did that. Go into diagnostic mode.
Right.
And like, even if you are an AI engineer, it's got to be easier to hear it in one sentence than it is to look at like iteration 544, right. Delta changes this much times this.
You're so right about diagnostic mode.
Diagnostic mode,
dude. It always
dude.
Needs diagnostic mode.
You have got to go into diagnostic. The problem is sometimes they know how to pretend to go into diagnostic
mode. Yeah, that's the problem is that that's based on iteration.
Spoilers for everything that's ever included in Android, so don't at me.
Yeah. It'd be awesome if your little drone, you're like diagnostic mode. It's like, processing. You
processing.
Know,
hey, it's me, a drone. I'm just a little quadcopter.
Here we go. I feel fine. Oh, that's good. Diagnostics complete.
My cousin kills foreigners. And
please don't tell me about that.
No, don't tell me about it. We're all networked. No. No, you're not. How do you guys feel about this? Do you think it's an important step? Do you think it's something we need to do? Would it make you feel more at ease if your car could tell you why it was making the decisions it's making?
Yeah, are you more or less willing to get into a fully autonomous car if it actually just explained to you constantly why it was doing that?
Like a driving teacher that never left. You can let us know
or your
on
mom.
Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those.
Diagnostic mode.
There you go. Hey, guys. Clash of Concerns is a thing.
Ooh, get in on that. We got to know what are the best episodes, your favorite episodes of all times of this very podcast.
Every week, we swap out for another month of classic episodes. It's a great way to revisit your favorite episodes of the show, and it's a great way to tell us about the things that you like best. The end goal is to have one list to rule them all, a top 10 of all We Have Concerns episodes that you can be like, hey, I like this show.
Here you go.
Here you go.
What? Listen to these ones, and you'll also like it.
Is that a goal that's as important to you as it is to us? No, but fucking help us out.
Come on now, help us out.
Just fucking help us out a little bit. Is that such a problem? Just go once a week.
Come on. We need your votes.